Good evening. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Finance Committee. My name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair. We are convening the continuation of last Tuesday's meeting. That meeting was Tuesday, September the 19th. Today is Tuesday, September the 26th. And what we'd like to do, we've sent out a draft agenda, and we would like to start with a roll call. Is our secretary, Casey, McFall, on the line? Okay. I will take the roll, and then we can just briefly do a little housekeeping and determine who will take the minutes for this evening or until Casey can get on the line. Okay. Ambrose Lane, Teresa Allen, Patty Heffley,
here.
Jane Gatewood,
here.
Casey McFall, Baruti Badiaco,
here.
Dave Adelson,
here.
Sandra Rawline, Lonnie Hicks,
here.
Brian Edward Seekert,
Greg,
here.
Good. And I hear our executive director, Greg Guma. Okay. Thank you very much. And I sent out a draft agenda for today's meeting, and actually it's for today, the 26th. And but first, can I get a volunteer to take the minutes until Casey comes on the line? Is anyone near a computer where they can take minutes on the? You have access to a computer?
I would offer, but I have to get up in about 5 minutes and drive to pick up a car.
Okay. Jane, may I impress upon you?
I was hoping somebody else would do it. I'm going to try to make some notes from a meeting, our meeting last night, to send you guys later. If nobody else is available, I will, but I'm kind of hoping there might be somebody else who can do it.
Okay. Patty?
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Well, let's go to the Brian. Oh no, Brian, you're in the middle of work. So, Patty, did I hear an answer?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Well, I'm not at a computer. So okay. There's somebody else. Maybe I can help in a while, but I'm walking.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and take a stab at it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so on the draft agenda for today, shall I go through what we have on the agenda, and then we can look at any changes, revisions, updates. The draft agenda follows. We have first agenda and roll call. Second is approval of the minutes that we'd receive for 9/18/06. Third is review of the National Finance Committee motions for PNB approval. This is really to assist with getting the report for the PNB this weekend. And we want to just go briefly over the reserve policy. I had outlined that or attached that in the agenda as part of the agenda items.
Didn't we finish that up at the last meeting?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that this is exactly what we agreed on. And then, so I can start doing my report. And
LaVarne, I didn't get an agenda to follow. Maybe it's down at the bottom, but I didn't get it. Any way you could send it again?
Yeah, I'll resend it right now.
This is the same one as the one from last week, Tuesday, 9/19/06, or has it been changed?
It's changed. Okay, let me just sign on. And wanting to look at there was another motion on the financial impact of motions. Just want to go over briefly if we have the wording of these motions correct. And also we want to talk about the proposed bylaws change, but we're also, Lonnie wanted to speak about that when he talks about the national office budget. And number four is the discussion of the 2007 budget and look at the remaining stations. I'd listed WPFW just as a line item, just in terms of just wanted to make sure that we were on board, or that I was on board in terms of what we really wanted to do there. We're going to discuss the KPFK budget, the same thing, but the primary thing is to really review the national office budget, which includes the archives and the affiliates. And then Lonnie specifically wanted to look at the omnibus proposal that he had sent out to review board fundraising, to review the PNB meetings bylaws change. And number five, we wanted to do a policy discussion and just briefly, again, review some of the approved motions for the PNB. We had looked at a policy changing planning for shortfalls versus excesses. So we need to, I just want to review that one more time and see how we should present this to the PNB. And we also looked at major donors versus listener support in terms of what categories those items belong. And so now I will resend.
Chair,
yes.
This is Jane Gatewood. This strikes me as more than we can possibly cover tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering.
I think that the major item that we wanted to cover is the national office. The others are just basically where are we on these items. So if we can move to rearrange in terms of what we want to discuss first and then just to review, because we definitely need to look at, you know, the motions that we have that we want the PNB to approve so we can have this in the report to the PNB.
Well, I do see one duplicate. 3C appears to be identical to 4C3.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
So we can strike
Dave?
That. Yes, Dave.
I think we should just strike the item altogether. We reviewed on the last call that this is not an issue for the committee. It's an issue for six directors to take up. I also would like to ask, I have to get off the call at 6:30. I think the most important thing we need to do is review the national office budget with the PRA and affiliates. I'd like to place that first, followed by the budget items for the two stations. Any motions, we definitely want to get them put forth. If we happen not to pass them at this meeting, the general policy motions can be passed at a subsequent meeting without doing any damage to our budget process. But the budget, all the budget motions have to be passed at this meeting. So I'd like to move that the national law, that 4C be our first item after approval of minutes, followed by 4A and actually 4B and then 4A, and then 3, put 3 and 5 after that.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Are there any, let me just send this to Lonnie.
I got it, LaVarne.
Okay, good.
Can we strike 3C and 4C3? Any objection
to
that?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Yes. Okay. Is there agreement with that? Alani, I thought you just wanted to discuss it in terms of savings or...
Well, it's in the budget, so it is part of the budget we would be recommending to the board. So those two items are in the current national office budget.
Then let's leave it under 4C3.
Okay.
Yeah, and just as a point on that... not clear that we could even get that done in time to apply to this budget, but we'll talk about that.
We'll discuss it then. Okay, are there any other changes, updates, revisions?
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, move 3 to come after all of 4?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then move the national office to be the first part of...
Okay.
Actually, reverse the order of 4 generally.
Right.
Put KPFK before PFW.
Right.
Okay. All right. Are there any other changes, updates? Okay. So the second item. Okay, I'm sorry. I shall entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you. Just briefly, we had approval of minutes for 9/18. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at those? Okay.
I move approval of the minutes.
Does it need a second?
Nothing needs a second in committee.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, are there any, is there a discussion? Okay, if there's no discussion, then so moved. Thank you. Okay, so then we can go to the 2007 budget, and the first item is the discussion of the National Office budget, which includes the Pacifica Radio Archives and also the affiliates budget. So, Lonnie, are you ready?
Yes, I guess
okay. Can we just first go over now the budget, the name of the file that we should be looking at now is?
Well, we do it from the consolidated budget,
okay.
And it was updated for you. I sent it, I don't know, yesterday. So if we got the $300,000, I did feel that had to be added into the National Office budget. No, I'm sorry. No, it's the same. I'm sorry, I'm thinking next year. So no change to the National Office budget. It would be in the consolidated budget, the revised, updated.
Okay. Does everyone have access to that?
Yeah, it says updated with WPFW and KPFA.
Right.
The one we've been working with.
Right.
And the National Office budget is down below 1,000, and exactly at line 960.
Okay.
It ends the National Office budget.
Okay.
And I guess I'll go over revenue first. Well, you know, this budget. Estimating that the revenue that we would budget for listener support is $1.2 million, and that the overall would be $1.9 million. The budget for 06 was $1,054,000. So the question becomes, well, how are you going to raise additional funds? The actual, I might add, that we're going to come in this fiscal for the National Office, just testing that revenue figure. I'll read that off. Because right now it looks like this year we will raise, hold on just 1 second, pardon me. That in the revenue side, the forecast and the actual are almost done. We're at the end of this fiscal, so it's going to be pretty close, $1.6 million. So this year.
That's your projection for this year?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean total income?
Total income $1.6 million.
Okay. Why is the donations line $1.2 million with nothing on the listener support line for this year?
Yeah, because listener support with CPB rules, we're not a broadcaster, so everything has for us has to be donations and not listener support for the National Office. So I'm trying to change that. Okay, so everything is going into donations. Okay.
Got it.
But
shouldn't it be there in the budget, too?
Yeah. I have to switch that around. But for the time being, everything is donations. They don't allow us to do listener support. And I don't want it up there because it skews the listener support, the number that comes from the station. So I have to move that around. Question is, we're going to raise them. Right now we're 407, scheduled for $1.9 million. We raised $1.6 million, I think, this year. And, of course, we have received this year $650,000 in gifts plus raising the difference of about $1 million. So the question next year is, well, can you increase that by $300,000? Well, I think so. We will soon find out. The good part about it is we will begin the year with $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank. So if we were to miss the target, we would by $300,000 or $400,000, we start the year with a bank of around $500,000 because we've gotten those gifts and they're booked in FY06 as opposed to FY07. So it actually came in early from the point of view of budgeting. So, yeah, I think we're off to a good start. You know, we start the year with a gift of a large gift for $300,000, and we had another one of $350,000, which is not cash, but it is a interest-only endowment. That is, you can only use the interest and not the principal except in emergencies. So on paper, I think it is doable for the following reasons, that this year an election year has always been a very good year for the stations and folks trying to raise money in the political area. I think this is our best shot. We'll know in 2 or 3 months how the current mail drop is going. Right now, it's going very well. We're raising money on the current mail drop, and as I say, we have $400,000, $500,000 in the bank. So even if we don't reach the 1.9, we will have a bank of going in the year of $500,000. So I think that put the 2 years together, we will have reached goal. And who knows what can happen in a year. We're seeing some surprises. So I'm comfortable with the revenue. We've been doing the mail drops for like 3 years, so we sort of know what they produce for us. And we are real. They do better, of course, in election year. So here we are in election year. Going down to salaries. Our salaries are going to go up because we're looking to hire a program coordinator. We're hiring a tech person, expanded their duties, and also put that person into our budget. So the budget for 06 was $900,000, and the budget for 07 is $878,000. And people say, well, why did the budget go down? How is that possible? Well, it's possible because we had one person who was on disability enjoying a third to half of salary. That person is no longer on our payroll, so it's possible for it to go down. And we had a person or two that was on part-time for part of the year, which saved us some money then and will likely continue to save us some money. So we think that we're going to save money in the salary area. We're saving money on health benefits because we did move to a cheaper vendor. And in the area of workers' comp, by the way, expenses in the state of California have gone down for a number of organizations. And we, and ours did too, went down over 2 years by close to $60,000. So that saves us something in health benefits and in taxes. But as our benefit structure goes, that payroll goes down, there are tax savings against us. So, you know, we're okay in the salary, pension, health benefit area. In the administrative area, board expenses are going to go up. And we're in the election year right now. So some of the election items are more expensive than in the previous elections. We opted to buy our scanning machines rather than lease them. So that represents an increased cost. And we have elected to purchase the software for accounting balance rather than relying on third-party software. But overall, we still think that compared to the last election period and the election costs for this period, we'll save about $20,000, maybe more. But over and above the election issue, board meetings are expensive, and as you will see, I'm recommending that later on that we try to reduce the number of board meetings from 4 to 3, saving $60,000-$70,000. At least on a one-time basis for this upcoming fiscal beginning October 1st. And the March, every other board meeting has a clear agenda. You know, January meeting is where officers are elected. The June meeting is where we begin to look at budgets. The September meeting is where we pass the budget. So it's the March meeting that the thought is, if the board can not have that meeting and save the $60,000, that would be terrific. The same thing is true on board fundraising. I have recommended, and in this budget is, there are several board members who have expressed interest in doing fundraising for the board, for this network. And so there's $50,000 in this budget that for revenue coming from the board.
Is that your interest income line?
Pardon me?
Is it included in your interest income / board revenue line?
It's in a national office budget, and it's in on the board of revenue. So
you have a $100,000 item under interest income / board revenue, and you're saying
that's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. That's where it is, and I think it's doable. I think that two or three board members who are interested and motivated working with the national office can raise $50,000. I say we want to give those folks a chance to do that. So we're seeing increases in governance costs coming from the board. I had to find some way to offset that, and the idea was, well, maybe the board can help. On the administrative side, administrative costs are going down too, predominantly coming from, as I said, reduced costs for insurance. Remember, we had a number of exceptions in our insurance policy, and we've gotten a policy agreement now to eliminate uncovered people. There are no exceptions in our current D&O. Therefore, the price goes down by $15,000. The same thing would be true for, as I mentioned, workers' comp. So that we expect to go down. I suppose not go up as much as it has in the past. So right now, it goes from we budgeted $206,000 for insurance, for example, in 06 and 07, $245,000. So that goes down. Also, legal. Legal expenses are always an unknown. Always an issue. We now have a corporate counsel, and that adds expense on the legal line item. So overall, you know, we're looking to save about $30,000-$35,000 in administrative costs and board expenses. Despite all of that, we figure to save $40,000 compared to last year. I'll look at what we actually will spend, but on the budget side, programming will go up dramatically because we are adding a mailing. Instead of doing one mailing of 1 million pieces, we're going to do two, and that adds to the programming on a comparison basis, which includes program-related costs. Those programming costs, as you know, the major expenses in programming are Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, and national programming, for example, that we're doing in connection with the election. So those programming costs are going up. It is an election year, and we think that's part of what we are there to do, is to find financing for national programming. Of course, some of the stations are working with us, too. OnSet will include, you know, Spanish language, as I mentioned before, the national 10-week show that is already there and being produced. I did listen to it with Greg. I really liked that show. I thought it was a great product. But, you know, we're paying a part of the cost, and it will be reflected on the expense side. Development, of course, is the mail drops mostly, and those are going up because we're doubling our mailings, essentially, from $227,000 budgeted in 06, and we'll go to $398,000 budgeted for 07. Now, that is pretty much the national office budget. Going to the PRA budget and the affiliates budget, but before I do that, I'll just mention where the national office budget, I'm reading from line 1117, is where the cash and capital section of our budget begins. We are providing support for WBI of the $200,000. We provide support for PRA of $270,000. And $100,000 for KPFT, and that leaves us with roughly the 1 month that we need for our expenses that will come on in October. Now, PRA. PRA's budget was impacted by the fact that the affiliate revenue was taken out of that budget. And that affiliate's revenue was moved over to the national office. And that's where it appears at $150,000. But it leaves a course of $150,000. The revenue for PRA, just so folks are clear on how that sort of works, is that I'm reading from line 1141. They had planned to go on the air for 2 days and raised $280,000. One day they had raised $180,000 in the previous drive, so $280,000 seemed doable. However, they ran into some issues around actually doing 22 days. And they're now breaking that up, saying they'll do one day, presumably for 180,000 as they've done in the past, other than last year they didn't quite get there, and do a spring on-air drive for the remaining $80,000 or $100,000. The sales income, we budgeted $100,000 in 2006, but in 2007 only $80,000 because sales income has been impacted at PRA. And that's from the sales of CDs to stations and to affiliates. So that income, we go from 583,000 budgeted in 06 to 411,000 budgeted in 07. Most of that's 150,000 that was taken out of the PRA budget and put into the general budget of the national office. Salaries up, because there's a cataloger that will be hired, go from 385 to 448. Administrative costs, roughly the same, 44 to 47. Programming expenses are roughly the same, down a little bit, 70,000 from 72,000. And finally, on the development side, we see a reduction on the development side because some of the fund drive expenses that they had absorbed from prior year, we're going to absorb this year with our mail. We're going to do a joint mailing with them, and that way we'll save some money. They do have their 1 month. Their monthly expenses are $52,000 in the 07 budget. They will show a $55,000 surplus. Before I finish with the national office budget, the affiliate's budget is at $200,000, and we put the revenue.
Lonnie?
Yeah.
This is so much. Could we deal with what you've already said and then deal with the affiliates, or do you want to do it all and then go? I'm just worried that if we deal with it all, you know, the conversation's going to be all over the place.
Excuse me, Dave. So let's say, I'm sorry, Lonnie. How much, you're about to do briefly on affiliates. How much time do you think it'll take?
I'm just about finished.
That's what I thought. Okay, so he's just about finished, Dave, so let him finish, and then we'll go from there. Thanks.
Yeah, in my email to you, in my email, I did a summary chart of all of the national, included the national office budget, and I just want to refer you to that summary chart for the national office budget for 07. And that shows that we'll likely end the fiscal year with, including PRA, with about a $4,000 deficit in 07. Very different from how we'll end the year for 06, which has a $487,000 projected positive variance. So what a difference a year makes. And I wanted to point out, finally, in looking at the National Office of PRA, that 07, and this is true for every unit and every station, that 06 we've muddled through because we've got $1.3 million in gifts that were not budgeted, and so we've muddled through for 06. But 07, there will be no more muddle. We will be in, as I mentioned before, some serious issues with the budgets we are looking at for 07. And I'll just finish by saying that the national office in 07 barely gets the 1 month. It actually has a $4,800 negative variance. That if we were about 4,000 away from the 1 month, so that's pretty good. But other stations and other units are not nearly that close, and they're, of course, on the table. So that would be the end of the national office. Greg, did you? You've taken some initiatives in the national office that I've sort of not talked about. Greg, you want to? Greg?
Well, yeah, I'm here. Yes? Your question?
There were some initiatives that this budget also has embedded in it around outreach for the affiliates, around program coordinator. I was wondering if you wanted to say what some of
those. Well, I mean, the network program coordinator salary will kick in at the end of the year. We've delayed it for a few months, and I think we can, manage to get by until the end of the year, but I'll start interviewing for that position with the committee in about 2 weeks. As far as the programming, we aren't budgeting for anything in at the moment in the spring in terms, except for, you know, the sort of the usual specials applications, but not any other series at this point. There just wasn't the ability to include more funds in the programming line for that.
Fuck you.
After the election show.
Thank you. We don't have a follow-up. Fuck you.
But we are budgeting throughout the year for the Spanish language program, and the main thing is now that we've made that commitment is to make sure that these shows do go on the air as broadly as possible on the various stations, and that we get whatever support we can for trying to raise some funds based on the shows. Beyond that, I think you've covered it.
Okay. Lonnie, is there a wrap-up on this, or shall we start receiving questions?
Well, that's it. I was saying 407, the bottom line, national office after cash and capital and after payments forward to the station and the PRA and to the affiliates, we'll end up with a small small negative variance of $4,000, which is not serious in my view. We'll probably figure out a way to get that money back. But we will have our 1 month. We need to. Without it, we cannot not have 1 month because of a bad driver, and that 1 month can be wiped out. The station not be able to pay the central service, or at least it's reduced because of a bad drive. So it's thin ice in 07 for us. And the only saving grace is that we had such a good close to FY06 that we do have a cushion there in the bank starting out the fiscal.
Okay, thank you. Question?
Dave? Can I get on the stack? And
Brian? I'd like to start with...
Sorry, was there someone else? Okay, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I want to start with the Pacifica Radio Archives, and first just a quick question. Did the Archive Committee review the budget and budget priorities of the Archives, and has the National Office, you and Greg, reviewed those priorities?
Well, I haven't received any priorities from the Archives Committee, other than through Teresa.
Well, first of all, Teresa wouldn't be speaking for the Archives Committee. You're talking about the Affiliates Committee?
Yeah, Affiliates or Archives?
And
I'm talking about Archives.
Beyond what we received from Brian, we haven't heard anything from the committee itself.
Okay. But have you ever reviewed budget priorities that the Archives Director has before?
For Brian, for Brian's himself, yes. That started several months ago, and you know, his primary priority was to get his cataloger, which we have included. I mean, that was the main difference. And we've also gone back and forth on this one-day, two-day fund drive. In fact, that was actually news to me that he's dropped back to dividing it up into a day in the spring and a day in the fall. Last I heard, there were going to be some special events separately from the two-day drive, but obviously something's happened in the last day or two.
Okay, well, my concern is the idea that we're putting an added salary in for a cataloger, because we're really not. We put it in last year. It simply was taken and used for an unapproved purpose, if I'm correct, to hire a producer to produce a show that, as far as I know, was never the board was never informed of. It was just done. And now I'm wondering, is that show continuing? Is that producer budget still in there? Because if so, I think it's important to recognize that we are not including a cataloger. We are now going to approve salary for a producer for a show that was never approved before, and not a cataloger, because that was already approved last year. It just was never done.
You make a good point. In Brian,
so are we talking about continuing the producer salary and the program?
Yes. Although it's listed, according to Brian's report, it's listed as a temp position. If you in the report that he's submitting to the board this week. But it is in there, yes.
Thank you. Given that fact, I think it's important to evaluate what the total costs of that program are, not just in terms of the producer, their benefits, but other staff time. I know that there are other staff people involved, because that effort is competitive with other potential efforts. And by other potential efforts, I mean, for example, somebody who might be involved in clearing rights. My understanding is that in the past year, the archives has posted something like a dozen recordings. I could be wrong about that, but that was what I heard on from archives committee members, and I think I heard it on the archives call. A dozen or so archive recordings that become available for internet access. And one model that we can employ is to pay a single producer to produce a single show. Another model that we can employ is to pay somebody to clear rights, because the rights issues are a big deal, to make content available to a whole family of producers out there who, when producing shows, would be required to give it to the archives. And also programmers around the network could use it to make their programming better. So that's that budget priority is important to consider, and I'd like to understand how much the program is costing and also how much it's generating. We saw an email recently from a company we contract with, apparently, to purchase back-to-school copies of this program for $10 each. And I'd like to know what the costs are and what the revenue it's generating is. And when we talk about review of priorities, I'd like to understand the priorities that the national staff has with respect, I mean, DED and CFO, about the production of this program. I will say that I think it's a well-done program and a good thing, and I know that affiliates like it, et cetera. So it's not a question of whether or not it's a good program. It's as compared to what expenditures. So what are we spending on the program, and what is it generating?
Can someone turn off their Muzak?
That's a good question, but I certainly not one that I could actually answer with the information that I have. I don't know if Lonnie could either, tell you the truth. Aside from the cost of Christopher's salary, I think we could probably isolate that in terms of time and a certain small percentage of Brian's time. But that's about it. Other than that, I don't know what the additional production expenses would be, and I think that's a good question to ask Brian.
And so are we paying for anybody to be involved in clearing rights?
Could you repeat that, Dave? I couldn't hear you.
Is there anything in the budget to pay for somebody's time to do the work necessary to deal with the rights issues to determine what our ability to use archive content is?
No, that wasn't that's your priority. That wasn't Brian's priority. Clearly, you're representing something that's an initiative that you'd like to present to the board, but that's not something that he presented to us.
Well, he did discuss it on the archives committee call as something that was needed. Is there a development director salary in this?
Yeah, let me
somebody
see.
Somebody do development work for them?
We have,
no.
I'm looking to see the staffing, key personnel. I don't think he has somebody, as development director as such.
The grant writer that he is.
Yeah.
On a
contract basis, an employee.
No, there is doesn't Addie Gevins do some of that? Isn't she?
Julia does the consulting that I'm aware of. She does it on an hourly basis and gets those grants applied for, that sort of thing. But there's no person on staff that I'm aware of that actually does full-time or fund development.
No, I don't.
I've understood that was a priority as well.
Well, maybe they all maybe they do share, grant writing on that staff, but I'm not aware of anyone's job description on that staff that says grant developer or fund developer.
What did we decide about inviting Brian DeShazer on to this call? Because it sounds like we're doing a lot of guesswork here.
What we decided, I had suggested that he be present, and the feeling was if it would set a precedent that every manager would want to be present. I think the problem here is that we can't really, as a finance committee, review budget priorities of a unit. That should be done by the respective committee, in this case the archive committee.
I can tell you how many full-time equivalents are and what their job titles are without really discussing individual people. You have 7 full-time equivalents, the director, a business manager, an operations director, a production coordinator, an office administrator who also works on marketing, a sales administrator, and then a temp position as a producer. And then the catalog
sales administrator?
Huh?
So what is a sales administrator?
Sales administrator. That's a part-time position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 full-time, 1 part-time, and then the open position.
In your opinion, does
this
budget do...
Good question.
In your opinion,
that you're reading from Craig Line, is that part of the information that was sent out to us? Will that be available for us to at least...
Yeah, it's in the board packet. It's actually part of Brian's report. As part of the reporting that I'm trying to get the staff to do is to provide
right.
you...
Okay, with, understand.
You know, that kind of, you know, what the staff effort is and who does what.
Right. But, you know, just an
your
aside,
opinion,
you know, we had a complete template for, you know, the board planning that... Our treasurer last year, Marnie Tattersall, pulled it all together, and Brian used most of that this year. So, you know, maybe I can just produce that again and take out the salaries that's in there so that we can really, so the questions that Dave have will be part of this package, and we can, you know, the question, well, the answer will either be in the package or so we can make an informed decision, but it's something we just have to work on harder. I'm sorry.
I have one final question, but I've talked a lot. I'll yield to other people. I'd like to be recognized again before we leave the national office budget.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Brian?
And can Brody get on the stack, please?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't even remember what I was going to ask about after that. You better put me further down while I collect my thoughts.
Okay, Brody, are you ready?
Yes, this is also on salaries for the national office. Last year, we got a reporting schedule that showed by position what the compensation was so that you could basically tie out the one line that you see in the financial statement. Is that a part of something that we already got this year, Lonnie, or is it, because I don't see it in this particular file.
Actually, Lonnie did send something on salaries. I'll have to find it. But I know you did send something out. Can you, if you have it available, can you resend that to all of us?
And let me see if I can grab it up. Go on, let me see what I can grab.
Okay, Rudy.
And also the other question, maybe I misunderstood what Lonnie said. Are mail drop costs part of programming? Was that what he said?
Oh, development.
Oh, so it's all in development, right? None of it in program.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I found this. I can send it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Brian here?
Sure, Brian, go. Go ahead.
I guess I'm not seeing in this document where you've broken out the affiliate budget items. Where is that exactly?
Should be under revenue, the revenue section.
Okay, so they're just line items within the national budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more questions? Otherwise.
Yeah, this is Dave. I'd like to, if no one else has anything else, I'd like to finish up.
I have a couple, but Dave, go ahead. I'm trying to send something.
Well, there are two pieces. One is, in your opinion, does this budget, at the end of this year, are we really materially anywhere different or advanced in terms of the condition of the archives at the end of this year after we've spent the money in this way? I mean, at each meeting, Brian comes to us and explains to us the urgent need for a whole order of magnitude greater funding than we've been able to provide. And, you know, I think there are some ways to try and deal with that, but I feel like this is a, you know, stay-in-place kind of budget. So what is there about the money that we're going to spend this year that will materially change the conditions for next year, either in terms of building space for them, in terms of, you know, increased investment for restoration, in terms of in partnerships we might have or grants?
Well, you know, you probably remember the same things that were in the hopper this year that would take a while to bear fruit. First was the Google approach, and that sort of is still unknown, but if Google does step up, that could materially change outlooks for this budget.
That's contingent on rights clearances.
Yeah, and So as far as I understand, that's still in the works. Then there is the developing sales around from the vault. They seem to feel that has some potential there. Then the other thing that he has a new grant that's going out, the Granny Grant, and that is a substantial sum of money. And it may come in this fiscal or early next fiscal, but it's definitely in the mail. We did read it. We looked it over. So it is done. and that will change the outlook. But the basic problem of the archives, as I've heard it described and as I see it in these numbers, is the archive revenues are being impacted, number one, by a number of factors. The ability to sell those CDs to the ARC, to the affiliates. The competition sometimes from Democracy Now! For the sale of CDs. The ability to develop a mail drop clientele that can produce steady revenue. And but the basic bottom line problem that they have that involves large dollars is the fact that they don't have anywhere near the millions of dollars that they say they need to do full restoration of the materials that they have. And they feel they need their own space and would like to have their own building.
Let me add a couple of things before you go on, Dave. Actually, there are two grant proposals that Brian has developed. Lonnie mentioned one, and the other one is a National Endowment for the Arts grant proposal, which has to do with some restoration and digitization of specific number of hours. But in addition, he's talking about, a better redesigned catalog that would be available on the World Wide Web, and a program guide, program guides. And so there are minor, very small steps being taken, but the big issues are not being addressed. And so you're right. It's not a standstill, but it's a creeping forward by inches.
Well, then I want to make a recommendation. My feeling is that the problem is that with that budget, with those FTEs you mentioned, everybody's all in doing just work, doing what they're currently doing, and I think we need to add a salary for somebody who would be doing development work and also dealing with the rights issues that need to get addressed in order to consider partnerships and the rest. Now, whether we have the money to add it or whether it would need to be taken from some other area is something that probably needs to be discussed, but I would like to urge the Finance Committee to consider that we're being penny-wise and pound foolish if we don't spend the money now to get somebody's time who can put that archive in a materially different situation than it is now. And in the BAI budget, where I've also complained in the past about, running faster to stay in one place, that's the one thing I'm also willing to support. So I'd like your opinion on that idea. And Lonnie, in terms of that 1 month, is there anything we can do that's creative that gets us more person power to change the circumstances?
And you mean in the archives?
Yeah. I'd be willing to approve a lower surplus at the end if we could put that money in as an investment into making the situation materially different. I don't feel that this budget does that. And I just don't think that's good financial long-term planning.
Well, I hear your question. What could we do that's reasonable, affordable, that could make a difference in the long-term prospects for the archive? I think that right now we show the 1 month. What we could do is recommend that the archives be allowed to use up to 50% of those funds and come in with one half a month. That they develop a plan about how that can be used to increase the revenue for the archives.
I'd be in favor of doing something like we said with the other units, which is to ask that be done and to revisit this budget in 3 months. The one proviso is I want to be sure that when we're approving this salary, we're approving it for a set of priorities that have been reviewed and agreed upon.
That was my next comment.
We're all on the same table.
Yeah, that was my next comment. Though, if you went that way, you'd still have to have a context. You'd have to have a plan. How will you
right.
use and not just the person, but what's the program that person would be embedded in, so to speak. Of course, I would always be interested in toward what revenue goes and the prospects. But yes, I like the idea. We need to look at new creative ways of bringing revenue.
Dave, do you? I'm sorry.
One more thing related to all of that, which is that you brought up earlier, Dave, the issue of the From the Vault show, which I also am supportive of, but there's no denying that that's programming, not just, an archives project. And, yes, it was developed, outside of, a kind of the same kind of process that was used to develop the show that we're putting on this fall. And, frankly, if you're revising the budgets, I think that the expenses for that and the planning for that to some extent should be part of the overall national programming budget and structure. That doesn't mean the person can't work in the archives office and do the show, but it should be done in conjunction with the plans being developed by the network program coordinator, and it should be promoted as part of our overall national programming promotion planning, rather than as a special archives project. So if we're revising it, I think we also should look at that.
I agree. Could we pass a motion? I'm driving, and I don't have the text of the motion that we talked about for BAI and for K. But could we pass, Jane, if you have it there, could we pass a parallel motion calling for the same kind of review of the PRA budget, calling for an increase in funding for staffing to go along with a development plan that would be agreed to by the affiliates committee and the board?
Hello? Hello?
We're here. Dave was asking Jane.
Hello, hi.
Right, just a second.
Can you hear me?
Jane, are you able to do that, or it's just not very clear at this point? Dave, when will you be at a destination where you can get this and send it to us? Because that way we can just move on and not try to, type this up and spend another 10 or 15 minutes getting this right. And
okay.
Then we can try to move on.
I actually have a laptop with me. I'll try and find a wireless site some point. I'm going to have to click off for a period of time, but I'll come back as soon as I can. Thank
okay,
you.
And then that will be much better. Do you mind? Okay, I think I heard Brian, and did I hear Baruti again?
No.
This is Jane, point of order.
Okay, yes, please.
For information or something. The minutes I have is from Monday, September 18th. Did somebody else take minutes on September 19th? Because I don't remember.
Dave started, and then Casey, I think, finished up. So we
okay.
don't have those yet. I mean, Dave sent his portion, but I didn't send it out because it was only a part of the minutes.
Uh-huh. I see. Because the motion that I have from the 18th was postponed until the 19th. So I don't. I mean, I listed it in that those minutes, but I don't know if that was the final form.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly. On which motion?
The motion Dave was asking about, the one that we passed concerning BAI, I don't have the final form of that motion. I had the proposal that he made on Monday, but I don't know what we adopted on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't have any, but
I have something here.
Okay.
Brian here.
Oh,
okay, perhaps we can, I think I might have seen.
I believe I have it as well.
Yeah, great. I think we listened to it, so Greg has the final form.
Yeah, I actually listened to the tape because I wasn't able to, and I put it in the report that I sent to the PMB about WBAI. I can read it to you if you want.
Why don't you can read it, but we have the PMB report, so maybe we can just, cut out a part of that and send that around, and that would be good. Could you do that?
The third to the last paragraph of the report, and I transcribed it from the from the stream.
Okay, if you could just read it briefly, and then if there's some way you can just
I could probably send it. I might be able to send it to you. Hold up, but
okay, you don't have to send the whole thing, just that part of it. That would
be sure, great. Of course.
Okay, thanks. And so Greg will send it. So
you want me
Brian?
To read it or no?
I'm sorry. So Jane, is that the point you needed to see the motion that Dave?
Well, no, just that Dave was asking if I had it in front of me, and the answer was no, that I did not have it.
Okay. All right. Brian?
It sounds like there's a really good idea here, but I don't see the need for us to take this up as a motion. I mean, if the archive wants to make a proposal for spending more money than what's in this budget at some point in the near future, then they can bring that to us for review. But there's no reason we have to say your budget's approved for 2 months, but then you have to bring us a plan for spending more money. You know what I mean? It seems like the Finance Committee is the wrong place to initiate new programs. If the Archives or the Archive Committee wants to bring that up and then cost it out and bring it to us, great. But we're not averting any immediate financial crisis like we are with the BAI budget. So I would urge us not to get tied down in this.
This is Teresa. I agree.
That's a good point, Brian. That's a point well made, actually.
Too bad Dave
we don't have details around how it would be spent.
Okay, yeah. This is LaVarne. Yeah, this goes with the whole planning issue. You know, all programs should be in the plan, and you should be able to look at the costs, look at the expenses, and determine if there's not any excess income or if it doesn't produce any type of excess income over expenses. But yeah, that's just part of the planning process, and that's what I said before. We really have to work on and get that in the planning so that each item or each program that's in the plan has been discussed, approved, vetted to make up the whole plan. And that's basically a planning process. So I think that perhaps we should get started with the plan for 08 in starting in January with an outline. But I think we do need to just look at those as part of the planning process and move from there versus a motion on each one of these.
This is Jane. I'd like to get on the stack.
Yes, Jane, go ahead.
Lonnie, it took me a while to get all this in front of me when you were talking at the beginning, so you might have answered some of my questions early on, and I apologize. So the listener support is budgeted at $1,244,000 for 2007.
Yeah.
And that's largely projected to come from this expanded direct mail program.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. The SCA income, $258,000, that's down $170,000 from what was budgeted last year, but it's about what you're forecasting for this year. I was told that because we weren't able to go digital with that sideband, that we're losing income from that, and I wondered if you could comment on that.
Because you're not able to go digital, that you would.
I heard that that some of the people who were renting that sideband needed us to go digital.
Carriers.
Generally, they do. The SCA market, so to speak, that is the sideband market. Of course, that's been analog, and the new people that want to use the sideband want digital. That was the case in New York. It's going to be the case at all our stations. That's true. And if we were to have digital capability with our transmitters, it would open up new possibilities for revenue.
So what is the plan to go digital?
Well, the stations have applied for digital grant money from CPB, and that would be KPFA, KPFT. I'm not sure about W. But not sure about WBAI, but A has, IT has. So these stations are getting the grants, usually between $75,000 or so, and then we match it and purchase the digital equipment that's needed. There are two or three ways to go digital. You can tack it onto your analog transmitter. But, yeah, there is movement to go digital. But the advantage of digital, aside from attracting new business, so to speak, is that it divides a band into four segments. So that it's like instead of having one station, you effectively have two or three stations that are usable and can produce a whole 24/7 grid. So everybody's excited about it. Everybody is looking to see if that can be a way of having two or three WBAIs instead of just the one.
Dave, can I respond to that?
I'd like to get on the stack, too.
Brian,
just a
too.
Second. Yeah, just briefly, and then Teresa had asked to be on the set. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, well, yeah, you get more stations, but you the only people who get them are people who buy expensive new equipment, and this is a proprietary technology invested in by people like Clear Channel and Infinity Broadcasting, and as far as I know, most of those commercial broadcasters who are investors aren't switching over yet. What they're essentially doing is hoping, if I understand matters correctly, that that pubcasters moving over there will create a market for the devices, and then once you have a market, then they may shift. But my understanding is a lot of this is iffy, and given the profusion of distribution channels that are coming available, I'm not clear how likely it is that this is going to end up succeeding. And I'm wondering, has anybody done any kind of financial planning, figuring out also how much of our tech staff time is going to be absorbed with this, in addition to the matching funds we need to make, and what are the assumptions behind our ability to recoup any of those funds?